The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
the thing in your house that's throwing stuff around, but you can't see me, that is Eric Flasquez. My pronouns are also he, him. By the way, I did that because it doesn't warrant anything better.
Yeah. We've been talking about doing this one for a while, and it seemed like, you know, since we just did Gothic, it seemed like the right time to visit another interpretation of the, you know, famous events surrounding the invention of the Frankenstein story at right. Lake Geneva.
And we're both Doctor Who fans to a degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. We talked about it when we were discussing doing this. Had you seen much of the Jodie Whittaker stuff before this?
No. Basically, what happened with me was I jumped off episode 3 or 4 of Capaldi's run. Once the moon turned into a dragon, I literally threw up my arms and said, can't do it anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll come back later.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about Capaldi's run. And then
I did mean to come back for Jodie Whittaker, though. I never did.
Yeah, I was like super excited when they announced her. I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. They're going to do a woman doctor. This is going to be new territory to explore. It's going to just give them a lot of new angles. And Jodie Whittaker seemed kind of cool, like, you know, before they had shot anything, just like seeing interview clips with her and stuff. And the first episode, I was like, yes, like, I really like the vibe she's going for here. Mm-hmm. She's just a really fun doctor. She's got a good energy. And honestly,
her writers let her down, from what I understand.
That's exactly, yeah. It's like they just never found their footing. They couldn't figure out what to do with her. It was like a whole new showrunner, all new crew and everything at that point. So they're really just starting from scratch. And I don't know if it was just the writer, Chris Chibnall, I think, was the showrunner. I don't know if he just couldn't figure out how to do Doctor Who, period, or didn't know how to do it with Jodie Whittaker or whatever. But it was just like... The stories weren't strong. The companion situation wasn't great. The main sort of like storyline with the companions was that Yaz, who we'll talk about shortly, one of the companions, has a crush on the Doctor, and it just felt like Martha did that with David Tennant already. Like, we've already had that storyline.
We also had Sarah Jane and a couple others. Rose? Yeah, Rose.
Yeah, the Rose story. They were both sort of like had feelings for each other. And this is, you know, with Yaz, it's definitely like an unrequited kind of thing. Yeah. So, you know, it just felt like they just couldn't figure out what to do. Like, so they just kept doing things that had been done. And, you know, of course, Doctor Who's not afraid. You know, I mean, we have Daleks are going to come back. Cybermen are going to come back. We're going to see some repetition, but it's all about finding new ways to
do it.
Yeah. And it just never felt like they did that here.
Yeah. This is weird, though, speaking about Chris Chibnall, because Chibnall was like the writer and producer of Torchwood, which
Jack Harkness.
Yes, I forget the actual actor, but that was his bag.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like a cool spinoff, and I haven't seen as much of Torchwood, but like there were a lot of like crossover episodes, and it was like a really cool. That time period of Doctor Who, like, it was just really thriving. Everybody loved it. There was all these interconnected universe kind of stuff. And
by the way, for everyone who's yelling at me right now, it's John Barrowman.
Okay. Yes. There's definitely a hardcore fandom for him that would be very unhappy that you
right? I know. Even these many years later, I'm sure.
Yeah. It seemed like this would be, like, great. You know, Chibnall's kind of getting, like, you know, moved up to the big leagues. He's going from like the, you know, the sort of side project show to the main show, and it just didn't work. It pains me to say that. Like, I really, really wanted it to work. I know there were a lot of dudes who were like, Doctor Who's gone woke, they're making it a lady and all that, and it was like, no, I was like, so pumped about it.
Yeah, well, not only that, but have you actually watched Doctor Who? Like, for a long time it's been kind of woke.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
The old days.
100%, yeah. But you know how
there's
those certain sects of like people who just don't have any media literacy and don't notice the things that are in their, the media.
In the year of our Lord, 2024, of the end of the month of March, with the reintroduction of X-Men 1997. People are losing their shit that show is woke.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I've got bad news. You were clearly not watching any of it from any point in time. It was always woke. It started woke, what you would define as woke, and never has stopped being that.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry, guys, for you not understanding that, but yeah.